Well, you know, in our country, there are a lot of people who feel as though they just don't have the power. You know, they feel like if they don't have a lobbyist, if they're not wealthy, that somehow they don't get to play. But all of my career, you know, having been raised in by a mailman father whose father was a coal miner who died of black lung and was losing his eyesight, or a mother whose mother could barely speak English. You see, all of my career, I've thought about giving voice to the people that I grew up with and voice to the people that elected me, whether it's welfare reform and getting something back for the hard-earned taxpayers, whether it's engaging in Pentagon reform and taking on the big contractors that were charging thousands of dollars for hammers and screwdrivers and ripping us off, or whether it's taking on the special interests in the nursing home industry in Ohio so that mom and dad can have the ability to stay in their own home rather than being forced in a nursing home. Look, that's who I stand up for. That's who's in my mind's eye. And if you really want to believe that you can get your voice back, I will tell you, as I have all my career, I will continue to fight for you because you're the ones that built this country and will carry it into the future. Thank you.